We were coming to the village of Kilmacrenan and heading back for Letterkenny to meet a couple more of the junior cyclists, and just was on the outskirts of Kilmacrenan, just going about our own, you know, enjoying what we do, cycling, and that kind of went horribly wrong. About an hour later, there was carnage, there was bikes and men going everywhere. I was kind of at the front of the bunch, you know, and when I heard the screeches of brakes and people squealing, I kind of glanced to my left, and as I glanced to my left, I moved out to the right, and I was very lucky to miss the vehicle. And after that, everything just went so quick, you know what I mean? And then before we knew it, the ambulances was there and the police was there, and you know, and it kind of went from there. And
now, Dennis, you were actually one of the unfortunate ones. You were hit by the car. Just tell us what happened.
Well, I just remember the car just at the back hit me. Just I remember just hearing the noise coming behind us and just bang then, and hearing brake marks. I seemed to be in the air when I heard the brake marks, and that's after that, just kind of, I remember Sean him telling me to don't move, that's just me, don't move, I think you're in bother there. But at that stage I was lying in a heap on the ground, just, you know, and couldn't breathe, sore, chest was sore, I was just in agony, just, you know.
And you can see your face and your hands are badly scraped there, and you were saying you are very sore. You did end up in hospital.
Yeah, I had to be stretchered to hospital. The ambulances landed and strapped me on the stretcher. I kept hearing them saying about the spine. Anytime I moved, I think they were afraid my spine was broken or whatever the story was. I thought myself now, I might have been paralysed, you know, because I was that sore everywhere. Like, and my back was just nagging it. The paramedics landed fairly quickly now, but it seemed like eternity sitting there, but it was just... it was like something like a film, a horror show, just everybody lying on the road.
This could have been a lot worse.
Well, I suppose somebody could have been killed. It's a miracle somebody wasn't killed, just to be honest now.
I was thinking the worst, you know, just because, you know, we normally have a bigger group out and we have a younger group out with us, and, you know, I just thought the worst, what would be the worst, you know, if somebody was killed. And, you know, I mean, I just, at that time, I don't know what was kind of going through my head, you know, I mean, I was in a daze, really, myself, you know, and it is a miracle that there was nobody killed, like, you know, and nobody has broken any bones, and we've lived to tell the tale.
And you two guys would cycle regularly?
I have been cycling, you know, I mean, I've been doing sport now for the last probably 15, 20 years, and we cycle every weekend. We're part of a big team in Letterkenny, you know, the Triathlon Club and Aerial Cycling Club and Four Masters Cycling Club. And
how dangerous is it becoming for cyclists out in the road now?
It's getting very dangerous because there's more people cycling now, and I suppose it's aggravating the drivers even more, you know. But I just want to say, you know, if there's cyclists on the road, you know, I mean, think before you make that dash, that, you know, a bike is travelling at 20, 30 mile an hour, it is going at a speed, you know, and, you know, you might not make it the next time, you know. Just, as I say, you know, think of your own mother or sister or brother. If it was them, would you take the chance, you know? So just consider, you know, and take an extra 5 minutes to pass us. I always say, if it was a tractor or if it was a lorry and you couldn't get past it, what can you do? Like, many of the days I've drive to Dublin myself, you could be behind a lorry for 20 minutes. You have to take caution and be safe on the road.
Like, yeah, there's no rush to pass them, because you will get a chance. You very seldom be stuck any more than 30 seconds or a minute behind a cyclist, whereas you could be stuck behind a tractor or a van for 5 or 10 minutes. People just, in a hurry maybe sometimes, going nowhere, just, you know.